scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Oh, Megan's out on vacation, but Skylar's here. What's up, Skylar?
Hey, Johnny, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. Did you're glad to have you here early this morning. Did you get enough sleep last night?
I mean, that's debatable. Depending on what you want to say is really great sleep.
What's like your average hours of sleep?
So I'd say like 6 to 8 is great. That's great.
Six is about as much as I usually
get. Yeah, that's my average.
They say like 8 hours of sleep is what you're supposed to get, but apparently not anymore. Sleep researchers now say that we need at least 8.5, but it's because we're stressed out and because we are bombarded with information all day, and sleep is when our brains actually process much of the information. According to the study from Penn State, sleep experts, they say one of the main functions of sleep is to take all the information to get throughout the day and sort it into what's relevant. So the process is called synaptic homeostasis. It's the idea that the main function of sleep, besides cell recovery, is to process information. And they say the average American gets about 7 hours of sleep at night. So they're even saying that we should get more than 8 hours of sleep now. So it's ridiculous.
I can't.
How are we going to fit that into the day?
You can't. Like, how are you going to be doing anything?
So basically, if I wake up at 4:30, I'd have to go to bed at like 8.
No.
And in the summertime, that's like the sun's out. The sun was out at 10 o'clock last night.
It was. I saw it. I know.
And I'm like, come on. Another thing that stresses you out is being hungry or hangry.
Hangry.
Yeah. That is a thing. It is a true thing. And scientists have actually figured out why you get hangry. Researchers at the University of North Carolina actually found that it's not necessarily that your hunger is making you angry, but your hunger is just messing with your head and making it easier for you to get angry about everything that's happening to you.
Okay.
I don't know if I really think that. I think it is a real thing, that it is completely connected. You're hungry. You get angry because you're hungry, not you get angry easier because you're hungry.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because it's like, if I'm hungry, like, you're going to know about it. Like, I'm going to let you know. So,
and if you give me a cheeseburger, I'm totally fine. And I'm a happy person after that.
So
that's what it is. I'm not angry just because I'm hungry. So that's trending topics for this morning.